There is a reason it's called Super Tuesday. If you're a normal person who is tired of deacons at Woke United Methodist running the country, who's tired of living under the so-called leadership of John Biden and his wife, pretend Dr. Jill, if you're a normal person, yesterday was definitely a Super Tuesday. The beating was so bad from Donald Trump, it caused Nikki Haley to wave the white flag. Finally, she gave up. We won't have to see Saint Nick until Christmas, and honestly, I don't want to see her then either. I've been a bad boy this year, Nikki Haley, so just skip over my house later this year when you are spreading good tidings of fake joy. While yesterday was a great day for normal people, it was portrayed as doomsday for the others. Wasn't a great day for John Biden? Well, Casey, that's not true. John Biden essentially secured the nomination last night. Yeah, did you see some of the results? After the Pels game last night turned over to Fox News, they're showing the results of the woke primaries. In several states, there were tens of thousands of votes given to some candidate who was running against John Biden named unconfirmed. In other states, the same number of votes was given to TBD, to be determined. Now, I'm no expert in political science, but from what I understood, people in states like Montana, they were given the option to vote for John Biden or their pet moose, Marty. When competing against Johnny B. Biden, the damn moose secured tens of thousands of votes. Last night was also a rough night for the pretend journalist over at MSNBC. Rachel Maddow is always bitter when she has to work on a Tuesday night. My inside sources tell me, Rachel, she has been pushing to have elections moved to Monday nights. That way she can continue working just one day a week instead of having to work overtime by working 2 days in the same week. Going into Super Tuesday, MSNBC, they were promoting their coverage as hard-hitting objective journalism. Why are these people so obsessed with the word hard? Remember last year when Chris Licht, better known here on the channel as Chris the Bongo Licker, remember when he was telling us that CNN was rededicating themselves to focusing on hard news? Now we've got MSNBC promising to give us hard-hitting journalism. It's just weird because these are the same people who are obsessed with hardness. They're the same people who advocate for men aspiring to be women to lose their hardness and try out for the women's basketball team. To their credit, though, MSNBC, they brought in the heavy hitters for their coverage of Super Tuesday. They treated this like it was a competitive event. They were hoping they could speak their dreams of Nikki Haley winning this primary into existence. Now, obviously, the star of the show, the captain of this huge embarrassing failure, was none other than Rachel Maddow. MSNBC, they gave her a good group of high-profile co-stars. Sitting directly to her right was Little Red Riding Hood, Jen Psaki. The wicked weave of the woke Joy Reid was sitting next to Jen. The beautiful Joy, she was admiring the fact that Jen didn't need production to get her fitted for a weave. She made it to the set with her natural hairstyle. Sitting to the left of Rachel Maddow were two women whose identities remain unknown. Maybe their name is Lisa, maybe it's Tina. Hell, nowadays, you never know who's sitting behind that desk. For all I know, their names could be Cleve and Steve. As I'm watching footage of this disaster from last night, I noticed a clear violation of the woke commandments. Supposedly, MSNBC is a network that is dedicated to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yet for some reason, there was not a single male birthing person on this panel last night. Every star on this panel possesses the God-given ability to have a child naturally. Last night, after he crushed the dreams of Nikki Haley and her dozens of supporters, Donald Trump was giving his victory speech. Now, in a strange turn of events, perhaps maybe even a sign of progress, MSNBC, they actually aired Donald Trump's speech. There were no interruptions from Rachel Maddow. She didn't cut the speech 60 seconds into it to protect her audience from the truth. Maybe executives at MSNBC were tired of being criticized. Maybe they were tired of being accused of bias, so they demanded that Rachel Maddow shut the hell up and allow the man who many hope will be our future president to talk to his constituents uninterrupted. So the Trumper, he's speaking to the country. Rachel Maddow's hiding under the desk, watching live footage from Club Shay Shay, where Dylan Mulvaney is performing the woke classic, Former Man Becomes a Woman. After the speech, Rachel Maddow delivers a passionate lecture to the audience, while also criticizing her bosses at MSNBC. Now, for those that don't know, Rachel Maddow seems to have crowned herself as the arbiter of truth. I know this can be very confusing since Rach was one of the leaders in the mainstream media when it came to pushing the illusion of Russian collusion. But that doesn't matter. We never let those pesky facts get in the way of pushing the agenda. After the speech, Rachel Maddow explained to the audience the difficulties they go through at MSNBC when Donald Trump is allowed to speak freely. During her sermon, she ends up blasting her own network. She shits on the company that is responsible for paying her $30 million a year to work one day a week. I don't know about you guys, but if someone is paying me $30 million to work 30 days in a year, I'm keeping my mouth shut. The last thing I'm doing is calling them irresponsible for following the First Amendment. Rachel Maddow felt differently. Watch for yourself.
I will say that it is a decision that we revisit constantly in terms of the balance between allowing somebody to knowingly lie on your air. It's irresponsible to allow them to do that. It's a balance between knowing that that's irresponsible to broadcast and also knowing that as the de facto, soon to be de facto nominee of the Republican Party, this is not only the man who is likely to be the Republican candidate for president, but this is the way he's running.
Well, here's how we'll balance it. Yeah. Why don't we fact check the hell out of him?
Yes, and we do that after the fact, and that is the best remedy that we've got. It does not fix the fact that we broadcast.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. The woman partially responsible for the illusion of Russian collusion has the audacity to lecture her own bosses on what it means to be a responsible journalist. My favorite part of that clip was when one of the anonymous co-stars tried to defend MSNBC by saying, "It's okay, Princess Rachel, we fact-checked the hell out of him." Obviously, this lady just wants to keep her job. She's probably making minimum wage at MSNBC. She doesn't have the financial security that Rachel Maddow has that gives her the privilege of criticizing her own bosses on live television. But I keep seeing the same narrative on MSNBC and CNN. We are going to fact check the Trumper. That's fine. I have no problem with the media keeping politicians or presidential candidates honest, as long as it works both ways. Do they ever fact-check John Biden? Well, I guess it's hard to fact-check Johnny B. Biden because I don't think he's allowed to speak publicly anymore. The hard-hitting objective journalism, it continued last night on MSNBC. Since the mood was a bit somber after executives allowed Trump to give his victory speech uninterrupted, the panel, they decided to lighten the mood. They decided that they were going to temporarily choose to identify as late-night comedians. Now, if I were to ask you what's the most important issue in the country today, I think most people would probably say the economy, the rampant inflation, or the current state of the federal government. However, according to recent polls, the number one issue that voters are concerned about the most, illegal immigration, the southern border. Now, of course, there is no reason to be concerned about the southern border anymore. Last week, John Biden finally went down there to visit. He dressed up like Zorro and he fixed the illegal immigration problem in less than 24 hours. Last night, this panel of heavy hitters on MSNBC, they were discussing the issue of immigration. Now, voters in the state of Virginia, they ranked the southern border as the issue that they're most concerned about. This was confusing to Little Red Riding Hood Jen Psaki. Jen calls Virginia home. She believes there are more important issues facing Virginia than worrying about illegal immigrants buying one-way tickets on the buses that WNBA dump divers travel on for road games. What issues are more important to Jen Psaki? She never elaborates. She never explains. Instead, Jen, Rach, they decide to audition for The Tonight Show. They give the MSNBC audience what they think is comedy. Watch for yourself.
And I live in Virginia. Immigration was the number one issue. Yes. Of course, I mean, again, these could change in Virginia.
Well, Virginia does have a border with West Virginia. Very, very contested area.
But you're thinking,
build a wall.
Like, what? Because Trump has indoctrinated people with this fear of people who do not like look like them yeah. being a threat to them.
Hell was that? Is that what MSNBC calls unbiased news coverage? Virginia should be worried about the border. They are right next to West Virginia. You don't want those hillbillies from West Virginia becoming illegal immigrants in Virginia. According to Jen Psaki, Donald Trump is personally responsible for indoctrinating the country. Illegal immigration isn't the real problem. People coming here from other countries and committing crimes, that's not the real problem. According to Little Red Riding Hood, the real problem is Donald Trump convincing people to be afraid of people that don't look like them. You know, the vast majority of people in this country, they don't give a shit about what you look like. Anytime they can't defend an issue, the so-called journalists at MSNBC, they always make it about race. You know how many times MSNBC mentioned Lake and Riley last night? When discussing illegal immigration, you know how many times they mentioned her? None. Now, this is the same network that provided nonstop coverage of George Floyd for months. They can't mention Lake and Riley, though. No, 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 no. That doesn't fit the narrative. This is why the mainstream media has lost most of their influence. This is why people don't trust the media. The coverage provided by MSNBC last night, it was trash. Garbage. There wasn't a single panelist on that panel that was capable of being unbiased. But give me your thoughts. Trumper wins Super Tuesday, destroys the campaign of Nikki Haley. Rachel Maddow calls her own network irresponsible for broadcasting Trump's victory speech. Then the panel, they decide to make fun of voters in Virginia because they're concerned about the southern border. That's a great way to keep people watching. Is there any way Trump loses this election? I think I saw a number earlier today. I think it was earlier today. 20% of the people who voted for John Biden in 2020, they are saying they are voting for Trump in 2024. I don't see how John Biden can win, but what about you? Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.